Wet News Wednesday time. Your Country Now 100.5 WKXA. We have three kitties in the studio. Oh, no. James Atkins, do your thing here this morning.
Ellie and Rex, help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet News Wednesday.
All thanks to Legacy Country Corner. Mia, the Hancock County Dog Warden, is in. And you sent me a text earlier and you said three kitties are coming in. Sure enough. Tell us about the three
kittens. Good morning. Yes, we have three kittens in today. It is coming up with kitty season. So we have Ryan. They're all three black kitties, and they're all 12 weeks old. So Ryan, Ezekiel, and Stevie, they're all available for adoption. It does say on Ryan on the kennel that Ryan likes to escape. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, right now, I'm not sure where they all are.
I think they might have all escaped.
They have escaped. And I have told Mia she's not allowed to leave one here in the studio. And she said she brought four, and I only see three. So.
Surprise.
Surprise. Yeah, earlier they were just exploring all over the studio. Yeah. Now they've kind of calmed down. So.
Where'd they go? Now we're just looking.
We will find them, Mia.
Yes. And if you've never had a kitty before, they come with a lot. They're a handful. These ones are litter box trained. They grew up at the Humane Society. They were born at the Humane Society. The mom cat was surrendered to us, and she was just pregnant at that time and had her babies with us. And two of them were adopted. She did have five, I believe. Mm-hmm. And now we have just these three guys ready to go to explore the world. But they are litter box trained. And kitties, right now, one of them is making, scratching the floor a little bit. Like, they do that. If you have curtains and stuff, just be aware that cats do like to rub their claws. And that helps them.
Right. They were scratching the Josh Melton poster in the studio. So I don't know if that's a sign.
It might be. Maybe he has to come out and adopt one of them.
Oh, well, he can come up from Nashville.
Maybe he needs to.
Or we'll ship one down. Can you do that? You don't do that, do you?
I think we could probably figure it out.
You figure it out.
I'm sure. Maybe, all right. Maybe he'll hear us and let us know.
Right, right,
He wants one of them.
If you want to adopt a kitty... Or even a dog. You still have a lot of dogs.
Yes, we have a lot of dogs.
How do we
do
that?
You can go to www.hancockhumanesociety.com and you can click the adoption tab and look through our animals. And you can also pick which one, and then you can come in and look at it as well.
Yeah.
And then you do have to do a meet and greet with the whole family when you do adopt an animal. And then if you have any animals at home, they have to come and meet the other animal as well, just to make sure that it's the right fit in the family.
Very good. Three kitties. Yes. We survived.
Yes.
So far. So, yes. Mia, the Hancock County Dog Warden, you've got the Maxwell Myers Memorial Golf Classic is this week Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, and we also have cat yoga on Saturday.
All right.
And so these three might be out there if they're not adopted yet. And then...
Barks and Brews. May 17th. So.
Yes, that's exciting. That's a big one. That is a good one. Everybody brings their animals out. It's great seeing everybody. Both the dog wardens will be there, and we'll bring some of the animals that are available for adoption. And there's just so many great sponsors that come out, and they have some treats for everybody as well.
Excellent. Wet News Wednesday. Thanks, Mia. Bringing the kitties in.
Yes,
so thanks to Legacy Country Corner.
Yes.
Rex Howard in the morning. 100.5 WKXA.